We're joined now by a couple of the Knoxville softball players, Brittany Bacorn and Sierra Heffron. And I said this to the baseball team a couple of weeks ago when I had a couple guys on. Wish this was after a win. This game took a turn, and a mighty turn. Brittany, I'll start with you. You accounted for all the runs. I guess my takeaway is a lot of runners were left on base tonight.
Yeah, I mean, after the game, we were kind of talking, and Krista, Coach Willis, was saying how we don't have the best mindset in the box right now. We're kind of swinging for the fences, and so we just have to change our mindset in there and just get on base and then just move our runners around no matter, like, what kind of hit it is.
And Sierra, I don't know, it wouldn't term it as cruising, but you were in control. And then come the fifth inning, I guess I'll just let you explain, you know, what, you know, your perspective of that fifth inning when they got three runs across.
Yeah, we started off that inning a little rocky. We have some new people in some new positions this evening, so it was nice to get them out there and for them to be able to play those positions, but that definitely took a little bit of a toll on us. But I don't know, they really just gained power there and speed, and when a team does that, you really just have to shut them down or they'll just keep building upon it. And I think that's what they did.
Looking the first couple of innings, I mean, you know, Sierra, you're not a huge strikeout pitcher. Every once in a while you'll put up the double-digit strikeouts, but you were inducing the grounders. You were inducing the pop-ups. And Coach has always said, you know, I really don't like seeing my pitchers face the lineup four times. Was that kind of something that, you know, maybe seeing them the fourth time, maybe, okay, you know, let's lay off of some of the stuff she does?
Yeah, definitely. Anytime you face a pitcher four times, you start to figure out their sequence. So I think they probably started on my sequence a little bit, but Britt did a good job of trying to mix that up. So, yeah, we just kind of got to keep working on that.
And Brittany, you're calling pitches not only for Sierra but for Ashlyn Finardi when she's in there. What's that like, you know, because they're both kind of different, but yet they're, you know, kind of the same too as well.
Yeah, honestly, I'm just lucky because they're such great pitchers. I have a lot to work with them. And kind of like my mindset is just like whatever they're comfortable with that night, because it can be different every single night, so I kind of just go from there. And I feel like we work pretty well together trying to figure it out. I mean, you'll see them sometimes like shake it off or whatever, but we ended up, you know, finding a good one for it, so it works.
And I know Coach, and this question for both of you, I know Coach has talked about the younger players, like you know, Addie and Islin, getting some time and really, you know, producing as well. You know, what's that like, you know, being out there with those younger girls, but seeing them step up when, you know, at times when needed to?
It's really cool to see them develop throughout the season, because I think when they first get a chance out there, they're a little shaky still, but then to see their confidence continue to build is really cool.
Yeah, I would say the same thing. Honestly, I don't even think of them as eighth graders and freshmen. Like, they're just another one of us, honestly, so.
What kind of things are you learning? Brittany, you mentioned, you know, maybe a little bit better mindset in the play. What are some other things that you're going to take out of this game that, you know, Thursday when you have another rivalry game coming in?
Yeah, softball is a very, like, mental sport, so we just have to keep our heads in it and be confident in ourselves. And, I mean, we're a really good hitting team. It just, like, comes down to the confidence.
I agree with Britt on that. We struggle with energy sometimes, and that was definitely a big part of it tonight, but if we can keep our energy up, we play well.
Over the week, you went out to Creston and, you know, had, you know, a couple of games where you were right there in it. But I guess what was that like to be, you know, kind of away from home and, you know, kind of a team bonding thing?
It was good. I mean, I always love that tournament because we stay in the dorms up there, and so it's really fun. And I think we're proud of the way we played there. The last game was we struggled a little bit, but we played some really good teams, and so we're proud of that too.
Yeah, it's always a super fun tournament, staying with everyone. The team bonding part's definitely a whole lot of fun, but it's nice to go and compete with those bigger and better teams, just have people to push us, because we don't play a whole lot of 4A, so it's really nice to play those ranked 4A teams up there, down there.
What do you think about Pella Christian on Thursday, another team that, you know, they're struggling. It always is a close game with Knoxville and PC.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know much about them, but we'll just come ready to play.
Yeah, just keep working.
All right. Girls, tough loss tonight, but hopefully you can get back on it and start a new winning streak.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
That's Sierra Heffron and Brittany Baycorn on KNIA KRLS. We'll have more on KNIA.